Summer chum and Chinook salmon have begun their runs along the Yukon River. Wildlife managers and fishermen met via teleconference yesterday to discuss river conditions and the salmon's progress upstream. Community members reported summer chum as far upriver as Huseley and Ruby, with Chinook salmon fast on their heels. However, the much-coveted kings may not be as welcome a sight to fishermen this year. Stephanie Schmidt is the summer fisheries season manager along the Yukon for Fishing Game. She says Chinook numbers continue to be low, mandating fishery closures once the salmon enter each upriver community.
2015, this is going to be another challenging year for us. We're expecting a Chinook salmon run similar to last year, which, you know, it was an okay run last year. We met escapement goals, but only because of the very conservative management actions that had to be taken and all the efforts that fishermen took to conserve Chinook salmon.
Several fishermen voiced frustration at the closures, not because they'll miss out on the long-restricted kings, but because gear restrictions will hinder their ability to capture the more abundant chums. Jack from Huslia explains that the arrival of Chinook salmon typically coincides with the peak summer chum run in his community.
Yeah, when you close it, that's when the best fish go by for us. That's when we lose our half-dried fish and our dry fish.
Because Chinook salmon can be caught in gill nets just as easily as chum, all nets wider than 4-inch mesh will be off-limits once the kings arrive. Schmidt says fishermen will still be allowed to use nets that are 4 inches or smaller for sheafish and other species throughout the salmon closure. But one fisherman, Martha from Ruby, says that's small consolation in communities where purchasing other smaller nets may be cost prohibitive.
You have to eat along this river. Everybody has to eat. They can't live out at the store. I can't afford to get another net that's smaller.
Schmidt thanked the fishermen for the continued efforts to conserve king salmon and says she knows it hasn't come without sacrifice. She also shared some positive news from Fish and Game researchers monitoring Chinook and Pilot Station.
Those researchers have been reporting just phenomenal catches of juvenile Chinook salmon, more so than they saw last year. And I just offer that as a little bit of hope, you know. Hopefully we're creating more baby Chinook salmon that will grow up to become big Chinook salmon that come back.
The meeting concluded with an unusual concern. Fishermen wanted to know what would happen to the state-managed fisheries on the Yukon if Alaska's legislature is unable to reach an agreement on the state budget before July 1st, initiating a partial government shutdown. John Linderman, the regional supervisor for the Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim region of commercial fisheries, says he believes it's unlikely the budget impasse will actually reach that stage with lawmakers, but he says wildlife managers have considered it, and he says there's enough money to keep fisheries functional at least until August of this year.